Tonight's Shir Simon Mem Dalid, Isser Shayna B'Tfilin, the Isser to sleep while wearing Tfilin, Sif Aleph, Kozman Shatfilin B'Roishai. As long as a person is wearing Tfilin on his head, or on his arm, Asur Lishon Behem, he may not sleep wearing Tfilin. Afilush Nasarai, even a short nap, Elem Heiniach Aleihem Sudur, unless he puts a piece of cloth over them, Lohoyse Imo Isha, and there's no woman with him, his wife is not with him. Yashin Behem Shnasarai, he can sleep a small nap. The Ketzer Oysa, how does he do this? Menichroisha bin Birkov Yoshev Yashin. He could put his head between his knees while he's sitting and he sleeps. I don't know if his hands are folded over his lap and he puts his head down and that's how he's going to sleep, sitting up or bent over. Hayatfilin Keruchin Biyado, if the tefillin were off his body and they're wrapped around his hand, Mutter Lishon Behem, he could sleep, Afilush Naskevi, even a full sleep. But if he's holding them and they're not tied, also Lishon Behem, he can't sleep, Afilush Naskevi, even a temporary sleep, because he's going to drop them. The Amor says, that's if he's holding them and they're not tied down, but they're without a container. Albinar Tekon, but if the tefillin are in their container, like the tefillin boxes, then bechol in shari, then he can't sleep with it while he's holding it, because even if they fall, chas v'shalom, they're still in their box. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph, Arai. A person cannot even take a nap wearing tefillin. The gazrinon, it's a gazera. Shema yavo l'afiach behem, we're afraid he may pass gas. V'yedei hanochas asudar aleim, by putting the cloth over the tefillin, yizker sheish tefillin lov, that will remind when he's wearing tefillin, le'yavo l'afiach, and he will not pass gas. I don't quite understand the connection here. Once he's sleeping, but there was such an Esa. Sifkan Beis, Imo Isha. If there's no women with him, his wife is not there. Al Ishtu Imo, if his wife is with him, Osir. Then it's Osir to take a nap, even a Rai, with his tefillin, Gzer Shami Shamash Behem, because we're afraid he may neglect that he's wearing tefillin and come to have intercourse while wearing tefillin. Sif Katan Gimel Yashin Behem. So if he has a suitor and his wife is not there, so then we let him sleep a Shnasarai. It's a fascinating thing. You have to be cognizant of the fact you're wearing tefillin. It's not a Hesech Adas. Taking a short nap is not Hesech Adas. Ela Kishu Oimid B'Schoik V'Kalus Roish. That's Hesech Adas. Play around and joke around. Frivolous behavior, that's Hesech Adas. But if he's busy with his job, with his trade, mamish, it's not thinking about them actually, but he's not distracted entirely either. That's not called Hesedas. Unless you tell me he's so busy with what he's doing that he can't even think about Yer Shemayim at that time, and then he's Mesich Das Mesfilm. Similarly, when he's sleeping, so he's ignorant to the nonsense of the world. But we're not going to call it a Hesachadas. Umikol Mokol, mitzvah and mufchah sheyedai to tamal tefillin. Certainly the proper mitzvah is to be constantly aware that he's wearing tefillin, v'shliyasiach daito mehen, and he should not be distracted from them, limshuch l'har mashavos ros, to be drawn after thoughts that are improper. That's why you should be constantly touching your tefillin, that you shouldn't be distracted from them. Now the exception is when you're learning or davening, you don't have to think about the tefillin because you're davening, you're learning. So he can sleep this temporary nap if he puts on the suder, so he shouldn't pass gas, and he's not with his wife. We don't have an exact time how long this temporary nap is. Some say it's the time it takes to walk 100 cubits. That's approximately a 67th of an hour. So a little less than a minute. That's what the Gaon Paskin is in his beer. So this whole thing is allowing him to take mamish, I don't know if it's even a cat nap. It's mamish for less than a minute to drowse off. That's what he's allowed to do. More than that, forget it. Sifkan hey, bein birchav, his head's between his knees, the lafach is of nachashin sham yavolish takteya, beskeva. If you're too comfortable, you're going to settle into a deep sleep, and we can't let that happen. Sifkan vav mutalishon, if his tefillin are off and they're wrapped around his hand, he's holding them, but that he uses the straps to wrap them around his hand, then he could sleep a full sleep. There's no concern about passing gas. He's not wearing them. And there's no concern about dropping them because they're tied to his hands. But if they're in his hands and they're not tied down, then also he's shown here he can't sleep even a shenas arai. We're afraid he'll drop them. But if they're in their box, Rambam says, then it's okay. B'chol inyan shari, tafilim yiplu al karka ein chashash kol kach. If they were to fall, it's not so terrible. L'mayis, it's not good either to drop your tefillin even in the narthex. And we say if it happens, people should give tzedakah, money to tzedakah. But it's still not as bad as if they were not in the box. Vayinber grosh akos v'davkim, and I'll take maxik tefach. The Vilna Gaon is more strict. He says you can't just put the box on the tefillin. It has to be something which is a tefach in size. As choshev chatzitza l'hafzik b'nei l'kaka, then that's a significant separation between the tefillin and the ground if it were to fall. But if it's snug on the bottom, that doesn't cut it. That's not sufficient, and one should not sleep without tying them to his hand because of the concern that they will fall.